10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. A few minutes of the professor's time on Beijing. He's already addressed the Beijing challenge, and with Mr. Blinken due there for talks with the Chinese Communist Party, we await results. But I do have this from the Wall Street Journal in these last days. A few months ago, Chinese leaders were basking in signs that the world's second largest economy was rebounding sharply. By April and May, however, disturbing signs were trickling in. I really don't have to follow any more reporting, Professor. The disturbing signs were that the Chinese business plan is broken. And right now, they're scrambling to try the old stimulus package to give money to people to pay loans servicing that they can never hope to pay back. So just a few minutes of Beijing's point of view. What does it, without money, what does it want?
Well, with that, first, you should read Bloomberg, too. Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal have different sources in China, as far as we can tell. And Bloomberg has picked up the Chinese economic crisis faster than the Wall Street Journal has done, although the Wall Street Journal has done very well. China is completely and totally broke. If you look at the amount of money that is owed by the central government, by the localities, by the individual enterprises, all the rest, it is staggering, much, much bigger than the whole GNP in China. The cash flow is going down because exports are dropping. China has only 40% of China's demand is domestic demand. So they have a situation now where they have got 20 million college graduates who are out of work, and that's probably a low estimate. Unemployment is all over the place. Salaries and payments are being delayed by years to teachers and cadres and all sorts of people. Private business has been outlawed, and with that that's private business is where 90% of Chinese get their jobs. And the party has become so worried that even though there is no one in the present constellation of leaders who would be called an economist, even by the Chinese Communist Party, for which an economist is somebody who works on economic matters, not somebody who has any economic knowledge, they don't have any experience, work experience, they don't have any knowledge. They're panicking, and they've been having back-to-back meetings, at least six of them, in which they're bringing in real economists and saying, look, we're in this mess. What do we do? Tell us how to fix it. And people tell them how to fix it, and they say, well, that's politically impossible. How do we fix it? And the only thing that they can agree on is monetary stimulus, but that does nothing to create demand or to create investment. If it is the case that nobody believes that if they go into business, they're going to have anything happen but have their money taken away from them. So they're in a situation where capital is leaving the country rapidly. The economy is actually contracting, according to the best estimates. Exports are collapsing. At one of the docks in Shanghai, a reporter talked to a worker on the dock. He said, there's been no ship at this dock for 4 years. No one's ever seen anything like that since the early 1970s. There are containers, these export containers. They're piled, they're empty. They're just piled up. The economy is not functioning. Now, how do you get it to function? Well, if you insist that the only means you can use are monetary means, because those are the only ones that the party controls completely. You can't do it. You have to make systemic reforms, which put more and more money into the hands of the people to do with as they will. You have to do things that will encourage investors. But if you were an investor and you looked at what's been done to Hong Kong, the total destruction of a city state, which was once the greatest economic center in the world, your trust level is going to collapse. So in the background, we have to be aware that the Chinese authorities are flailing for a solution. They're not finding it. And what they're doing, which is lowering interest rates and so forth, flooding the already flooded market with liquidity, is going to lead only to worse problems of production and consumption and so forth at home. And also the renminbi, the currency, which was always 6.8, they held it there. They tried to maintain it. Now it was last night, it was 7.19 or something last night. It's going to break the 7.2 barrier. It'll go to 8. You wait and see. And if that happens, as the value of the renminbi goes down, everybody who owns the renminbi is going to say, I want to get rid of them and buy a hard currency. And if it's permitted to convert renminbi freely, then the renminbi is going to disappear as a currency.
Professor H.J. McIntyre, International Relations, Six Capitals, Six Points of View. We await information from Beijing next week about Secretary Blinken's visit with the Chinese Communist Party. We also await news from the battlefront in Donbass. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.